Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Risen Evermore, I'm so sorry I have to do this to you. I'll give you a chance of it later on, but I definitely have to rush into the next chat before it's actually cut by my news at the top of the hour. And so, oh man, I must say, I'm not the best when it comes to English language, but I've always just had this love for English, and I'm very excited because this afternoon I'm talking to Annie Lopes, who is a writer and an international communication and language consultant. And we're talking all things ECWA. And so you might have heard an ad play a bit earlier on about this particular company. So let me just say firstly, hi to Annie. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Luca. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute delight to chat to you. And also fantastic to have the opportunity to spread our message to the broader Radio Pulpit community.
Oh, man, it's really great to have you, Annie. Like I was saying earlier on, I've always just had a love for English. I must say, I was a little frustrated in matric when I didn't even get a distinction for it. And then I went to varsity on my first year. I got a distinction for it. I was like, yay, at least. Because I've always just loved English. Like I said, I'm not the best. I can't regard myself as the best, but I've just always loved the language. So I'm really excited because I think it's really steering a lot of people in the right direction and learning the language altogether. So, Annie, let's have a bit of a chat about ECWA. What does it stand for and who are you exactly?
Okay, so ECWA stands for English and Communications with Annie. We are a female-owned specialist boutique, okay? In training, we also do consulting, and we offer specialist services for business to private individuals of all ages. So what we basically do is we help them achieve their English and communication goals. So we help them achieve this socially. So in other words, just generally be able to communicate. We also help them achieve this professionally. So in other words, for the workplace, we help them develop the skills, you know, to be better writers and more eloquent communicators so that they can achieve their goals. And then we also help them achieve this academically. So you were talking to your primary, your school example. So, so we definitely also work with that vertical. And I can tell you, especially during matric, when it's prelim season, many parents bring their kids to us to assist them with exam preparation. And I get many grade 12 students. I get many grade 11 to grade, even grade 10. They really struggle with the English language, especially around the comprehension and the literature side, which can be a challenge. But it's not impossible. You know, you just need steering, and it's about building the correct foundation and knowing how to study for your exam. So we work with curricula, both local and international.
Wow.
And then just to give you a bit of an idea of the client profile that we deal with. So we deal, as I said, with individuals. We deal with local and international professionals. We deal with expatriates, diplomats, parents bring their kids to us to help them. And then, of course, we deal with your students at university and then travelers. But one of our core client groups is the expatriate and diplomat community, because they're always migrating to other countries. And say, for instance, if they go to a country where English is a requirement to be able to practice professionally, be it as a medical doctor or whatever kind of professional, often their visa is contingent upon them having a high English score, then sure. someone like that would also come to me and work with me to improve, because many of them are surprised at the fact that they don't do well at these immigration-related exams.
Okay.
So often what happens is they go to school, university like normal, and they even have a medical degree, as I've already alluded to.
Yeah.
But then when they want to go to Ireland or wherever, the professional body will say, listen, your practice license is contingent upon you having an English score of so much.
Sure.
And,
and they need to prove that.
Yes, and sure. you need to provide proof. You need, so you need to do the training, and then you need to write an international exam. I don't want to bore the viewers too much with the, with the whole process, but it's just to give you an idea. And then also, I mean, to just really bring it back to home to South Africa, you get people who also struggle within the workplace locally to communicate with each other, because
tell me about it.
12 official languages, right?
It does. But you know what always puzzles me, Annie? I always laugh about it, but then I realized when I actually came to a bigger city, Gauteng, because I'm from the Eastern Cape, that it is actually very serious. Because I used to wonder to myself, I mean, you've gone through matric, gone through university, you're now in the corporate world, you're working. But then communication, I mean, to a point where you wouldn't understand a person and you're like, hey, how did you understand your script and matric and varsity? How did you communicate? How did you relay yourself? And now we're adults and I'm like, I can't get what you're saying. It happens.
It's the soft skills, Luko. You know, the hard skills are important. A lot of these academic institutions you refer to, they teach you the academic side, you know, or they teach you the harder skill. But when you go into the workplace, you need a balance, you know, of the hard and the soft, you know, because you're working with real people.
Exactly.
So real clients and real colleagues, you know, within the work environment. So you need to then go and refine your skills in the art of communicating for the workplace. And even MBA programs, Luca, you'll be shocked that they do not cover a lot of the stuff that we do.
Mm.
And that's really the essence of it. But also what we do for business, the other aspect is, of course, we do strategy for business. If they need us to develop business strategy for them, that's also one of the services that we offer as specialists. And in fact, I spent a good part of my career, over 20 years, doing corporate communications strategy. And then during the 2019 pandemic, I also had to pivot like many people. And then I had to get special accreditation in order to be able to teach a lot of the communication soft skills that, you know, I learned the hard way by doing corporate communication. And then I had to get additional accreditations in order to teach, you know, like especially some of the international curriculum, and then to help the expatriate communities and so on with the immigration to work abroad, etc. So it's additional training that one needs to do. So so there is a framework, and it's not something that I just pull out of
your hat because you can speak English.
So we've got a couple of verticals, and so on the communication side for business, we obviously do the services and the strategy and the management consulting, and then for professionals, we teach them skills and training. And then also on the English side, we work more with the individuals and then groups and all the age groups that I have referenced.
Wow. But tell me, I really would love to know. I do understand you've done some, like you're saying, some training yourself. But mm-hmm. where did this love for English all start? Like, what is your claim to English? Because I do understand that you're also an author.
Yes. Well, the irony is I'm of Angolan descent.
Wow.
So my parents left Angola in the 70s when the civil war started.
Mm-hmm.
And so I basically also had to learn to communicate in other languages in order to survive. So that's first of all where that comes from. And then second of all, I mean, English was one of my majors throughout my studies. And because I've always worked in the international communication space, I've had to communicate in English and do it properly. I had to be able to write proper annual reports. I had to be able to just find the right register and tone to speak to the various target audiences of the companies that I would serve. And so that's where that comes from.
Mm.
I think I just, what happened is I learned that I can actually teach a thing or two.
I like that.
And after 20 years or so of doing the job, you learn that, wow, you know,
mm-hmm.
There is something that I can teach after all. So that's where that basically comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had to use the English language properly throughout my career. So English, I say that I share the story just to highlight that it's not my first language either.
Mm.
And so it's not impossible
exactly.
for anyone to learn from scratch. And
yeah.
just to give you an idea, for example, at the moment, my oldest learner is a judge of the High Court in China.
And what?
She's retired, and she says to me, you know, Annie, my brain, because she's retired, and she said,
aww.
I can't stop working. I have always wanted to learn English, and now here I am. I'm ready. I have all this time in my hands. And the youngest is a preschooler, so she literally has to
wow.
learn your ABCs. She has to learn the blending. And one of my biggest methodologies is just to instill a love for reading from a very young age, which
mm-hmm.
is a fantastic, which is a very effective and fantastic tool to pass on to young kids and help them be better communicators and English speakers.
Wow. You know what, Annie? Mm-hmm. I like the fact that you're not confined to a particular age group. Imagine mm-hmm. from like a preschooler all the way up into like a retiree. That's absolutely
yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah.
I must
yeah.
say.
Yeah. The younger ones are my favorite, though, because they have to learn their ABCs and they're excited by everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you need to teach them blending, like,
oh,
how to
man.
Blend like your vowel and your consonants, and that's always interesting when they're learning to speak.
Wow. Now, Annie, because I need to go to my news, but I don't want to miss out important things. Perhaps somebody's listening right now and they're hearing you're talking about China, and I can imagine there's also those in South Africa. What is your mode of learning? How do you facilitate these classes?
Okay, we do in-person and online training. So we tailor all of our lessons for our clients. So we work with clients worldwide,
mm-hmm.
Mostly online. We also travel to them if we need to. And in South Africa, we've got training centers in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Cape Town.
Wow.
So they can do in-training there, or we can do online as well.
Sure, that's amazing. All right, last piece of detail we need to get through. How do we make contact with you? I mean, somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, I could really do with these classes. How do they contact you?
They can reach out to me. The best would probably be on this number. So if they can just make a note, so it's 08328 0206, or they can also email ecwa@mail.com.
Wow, you're a real teacher. I love how you clarify everything and leave no room for vagueness.
Yes.
Oh, man, Eddie.
I'll say that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
Yeah. If you want some classes, you should also reach out to me. I will give you, the first one will be on us.
Okay, so. All right. Eddie, thank you so much, my love. Thank you, and thank you for being absolutely amazing. Got to go to my news. Thanks, and God bless.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a fantastic day.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.